Whether you've lived here 5 months or 5 decades, there's one story every Charlottean is required to know. It's the story of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence, also known as the MECDEC. It answers a lot of questions for local historian Scott Seifert.
What is this city really all about? Why is it where it is? You know, who are the people that lived here? Where did this come from? And that story, the MECDEC story, is the story of Charlotte.
Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. So we just heard from Scott Seifert. He's an attorney, historian, and
the world's expert on this obscure local historical event.
In 2003, he helped co-found the May 20th Society, and last year completed a book on the MECDEC.
This is the most important historical controversy of the 19th century. It's sort of the Da Vinci Code. You know, did Jefferson plagiarize from the Declaration of Independence? Did this small county, you know, in North Carolina declare independence first? And the story's never resolved, but for North
Carolina, May 20, 1775 is the day that 25 prominent citizens signed the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence. That's the date engraved on our state seal, on our state flag. And it's the date that Colonel Thomas Polk reportedly said this on the steps of the courthouse on Trade and Tryon Street.
Resolved that we, the citizens of Mecklenburg County, do hereby dissolve the political bands which have connected us with the mother country and absolve ourselves from all allegiances to the British crown, abjuring all...
That's CPCC President Tony Zeiss playing the role of Captain James Jack during an event last fall. Think of Captain Jack as the Paul Revere of the South. He was the captain of the local militia, and he carried the MECDEC on horseback from Charlotte to Philadelphia. It took him 38 days.
Whereupon I said, you may continue to honor your king and to negotiate with your king. But as for me and my fellow Mecklenburgers, we're finished with the crown forever.
Nothing came of it. Captain Jack went home while the Continental Congress worked on the Olive Branch Petition. Of course, that didn't work out. A year later, there was the Declaration of Independence. You know the rest. And for a long time, hardly anyone knew of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence until 1819.
One of the descendants of one of the main guys who wrote the MECDEC publishes an account of it in the paper. And that paper makes its way to John Adams, former President John Adams. And John Adams reads it and says, quote, "The genuine sense of America at that moment has never so well been expressed before nor since."
And then Adams writes a letter to Thomas Jefferson, who, of course, wrote the actual Declaration of Independence.
Adams writes to Jefferson a very passive-aggressive, snide letter, basically saying, you must have seen this. Jefferson writes a very lengthy reply saying, I've never seen this, I've never heard of it, nobody I know has ever heard of it, and setting out a series of objections to why it may be true. And so that kicks off what's called the Mecklenburg Controversy. So for 150 years, historians in the 19th century and the early 20th century debate each other about whether the MECDEC's true.
There were at least 25 prominent citizens, some say 27, who supposedly signed the MECDEC. But there are no original documents to prove it. Legend has it, the original copy was burned during a house fire in 1800. So we're here today at the Settlers Cemetery, and we're here specifically for Thomas Polk's burial site?
Yeah, so Settlers Cemetery is a local cemetery. A lot of the old patriots are buried here, a lot of 19th century folks. It's right under the, you know, the shadows of some of the biggest buildings in Charlotte. So this is the grave of Thomas Polk. As you can see, he was a Revolutionary War patriot. His wife and kids are buried nearby, too. But he was the founder of Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte is where it is because Thomas Polk had a house on the corner of Trade and Tryon Street.
More than 300 people are buried at Settlers Cemetery. The oldest marker is from 1776. It has a lot of old Charlotte names. The Alexanders, Grahams, Caldwells, the Davidsons. And there are usually special markers by the graves of people like Thomas Polk, who signed the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence. And Seifert is convinced that it did exist.
There's evidence both ways. There's a great deal of evidence that the story's true. You had 16 eyewitnesses who said, I was there, you know, I saw it, I was involved. And they're very credible. They're Revolutionary War soldiers. They're Presbyterian ministers. One is the governor of North Carolina. So they're credible witnesses. But they tell the story 30 years after the fact. Right? So the argument is, well, maybe they misremembered, or maybe they're elaborating. And when the story becomes nationally known, most of the witnesses, the principal witnesses, are dead. And most importantly to the story, the original papers are lost in a fire in 1800. So all we have is circumstantial evidence. Now, circumstantial evidence is still evidence. But the story cannot be proven to the satisfaction of the people who believe in it, and it cannot be disproven by the doubters, which is really the fun of the whole thing, because it keeps it alive.
This is the name Shamna for A Trifling Place.